Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, you know, we always talk a great deal of lake fishing. Always have some words of wisdom from some of my buddies at Guide and other folks, pro fishermen. One thing we haven't touched on in a while is river fishing. That's a whole different program. Now, Mr. Shane Davies, a good friend of mine, and fellow river rat. It's okay to call Shane a river rat because he's put that title on himself. But Shane, you hear him in the background, I've already got him chuckling. But anyway, Shane Shane guides on the Brazos River and the Devil's River down on near the border. And you're talking about some backwoods, backwater stuff. This guy sees it year-round. Shane, enough of me talking about you. Let's you and I talk about river fishing. What do you say?
Absolutely. And I appreciate the term of endearment, river rat.
Well, I'm just kind of like a junior river rat. You know, I'm not a professional river rat. There's two distinctions there. But, man, do I ever love floating down a stream. I floated the Brazos in some a section or two, you know, below PK that you know intricately. But the Devil's River, my gosh, I see the pictures you post. That is some remote stuff, isn't it?
It is. It's an amazing, it's a real Texas gem in our river systems, and just nestled away down there, almost to the border, almost to Mexico. Runs into the north end of Lake Amistad. It literally comes out of the ground 54 miles long, and it is spring fed, and it is beautiful, and one of our top smallmouth rivers in the state.
You know, Shane, I bet, myself included, I'd like to know the percentage of Texans born and raised that's never seen the Devil's River. I've been close, but I've never seen it. The vast majority of folks haven't, you know?
It is small, and if you spread that out just nationwide, you're talking about such a small percentage of people have actually been on that river. And that's one of the reasons it is the pristine destination that it is.
Yeah, and I bet you could write a book about experiences and things that you've seen. Kind of describe a typical trip. Now, this is not something you jump in the boat and go out for a half a day fishing trip. This you have to be committed, and they are multiple day trips, I guess, right?
Yes, they are. My shortest trip down there is 2 nights, 3 days, and then of course we've got one where we run 38 miles of it, and that's 4 nights, 5 days. So those are my two trips that I offer, and I can go longer. But I don't go shorter. To go down there and be on there any less than 2 days, it'd just make you mad. I wouldn't do that to you.
You know, I can understand. Like I say, I've seen the pictures. Well, okay, let's say that myself and a party has booked a float trip down the Devil's River with you. We've went over all the logistics, you know, what you've helped us on what to eat and this kind of stuff. Kind of take us through it, where we meet you and you know, like the first day on the water. How does it unfold?
Well, my trips originate, on the 4-night, 5-day, we'd originate there. We meet there just outside of Del Rio, and I've got a dedicated shuttle driver that takes us to the drop-off point. Depending on the size of group, I'll either have one or two shuttle drivers, and basically just drop us off there at Baker's Crossing, just down from the headwaters, and we spend the next 4 or 5 days navigating the river between there and an area called Big Satan, which is a creek that runs right there into Lake Amistad, and it really kind of transitions into the lake part of the Devil's River arm on Amistad. So, which is about 38 miles. So we put in there and we start. Basically, my clients, they show up, they can bring what gear they want, but the only thing they're required to bring is a fishing license where applicable, and be dressed right for the trip, proper attire, which is it's not a river you just float down. There's rock gardens and things like that. You'll be getting out and walking and lining the boat through different things, so good footwear is just absolutely good hard-soled water shoes or even boots are best figured. This is no place for Crocs or flip-flops or sandals or anything like that. You want good footwear and, you know, plenty of hydration. I got several high-capacity water filters that I bring along, and we filter water right out of the Devil's River. And and the hydration, of course, I just got back from a trip, and I'll be back down there in a week. And, you know, this time of year, the hydration is of utmost importance. A good wide-brim hat to keep the sun off you. But, I mean, it is at any time you can just dip down in that river and that clean, clear water. And, you know, interestingly enough, those fish down there, a lot of their primary activity is up around 78 degrees. So they sure don't mind the warm weather. That's kind of what they're used to down there. So,
yeah.
And the warm water. And, you know, it's a little low and bony right now, being in summertime. But I remember this time last year, juxtaposed, they just had a big rise in the river, and it was pretty adventurous. Had more water moving through there in June than I've seen in a while. So that's rivers for you. They're just constantly changing. It's always something different. You just got to be ready to run it,
you know,
and pack light and ready to go no matter what she throws at you.
Well, as I've told you before, Shane, my hat is off to you. I've delved a little bit into guiding in the mountains for elk and bear and that kind of thing. And I know what that's like. You got to plan ahead. But what you're doing, I mean, when you head out, I mean, you like it or not, you're the leader of the pack, and there's a lot of responsibility. But with the experience, that responsibility probably doesn't seem so great to you. It's become actually a way of life for you, hasn't it?
That's right. It really benchmarks, you know, really what my service is about, you know, and really, you know, to go down that river. The only thing I want my people to have to concentrate on is just, you know, enjoying the river, enjoying the scenery, and catching fish, and getting down the river and eating good and sleeping well at night. I handle everything else, and you know, you've got to be ready. I mean, from, you know, repairs on, if they, you know, I had a customer, you know, blow out his straps on his seat on a brand new kayak, and you know, I had to jury rig repair, so you got to be a little bit like a MacGyver. I took, you know, and then the same guy blew out his quote, air quotes here, water shoes.
Yeah.
Hartzell water shoes are his idea of them, and I wound up, you know, taking some 80-pound fluorocarbon and an awl and, you know, sewing the sole back onto his shoes and camp that night to get him through the trip. So there's all kinds of things that can
challenges. Yeah. Oh, I can
absolutely.
Only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine.
It's
well,
tough on gear. It's hard on gear. It's rugged land, but it's amazing. The wildlife, and we've even found some black bear scratchings on the river on a tree, and found some bear scat and evidence of, you know, all kinds of wildlife. And of course, what we see on the, you know, in the, everything's coming to the water this time of year, so we're always seeing lots of deer and oddad and whatnot.
Yeah. Ever see any javelina? I don't know if they're that far.
Sure.
They're,
you know, quite what? Actually, you know what? I have not seen one. I have not seen a javelina. You know, we just see more typical of the hogs.
Yeah.
Just the wild hogs. You'll see those. I've yet to come across and encounter a javelina.
Yeah. Don't tell me the wild hogs on the Devil's River. They're everywhere, aren't they, Shane? You know.
You know what they are. they are.
Are they pretty common to see a sounder of wild hogs down there?
No,
not very.
It's really kind of all that. It's actually. I've only seen a handful of them. I always see more deer and oddad and sheep than we do anything else.
Well, when you float your way down fishing all the way, and then time for the evening when you've wrapped a day up, I guess pull over and get a little. Do you use like a, you know, Coleman stove or to whatever to prepare them?
I do. Yeah, we'll, you know, as burn bans permit, I'll, you know, we'll be cooking over coals. I'll have I bring a grill with me, a portable grill for doing a fire if I want to do some steaks or maybe, you know, some marinated asparagus, something like that. I'll usually have several different stoves with me, two small, you know, butane stoves just for boiling water and coffee and whatnot in the morning. Then also I'll have a stove that I've come up with. It's interesting, you know, just a regular propane stove that I've actually made out of several different stoves to just come up with one that works for everything. It's a combination of a Coleman and another stove that I really like called a Kadak, which is named after the inventor of it. He's a guy out of South Africa. It's a backcountry stove, but I mount it on the I mounted on the Coleman plate, and it works good. It's very compact, and I've got it fits right in the hull of the kayak.
Wow. Folks, we're visiting with Mr. Shane Davies, River Run Guide Service. And Shane obviously guides on the Devil's River, but he also guides on the Brazos closer to home. And that's more of a more in civilization there. But I'll get you back sometime soon, and Shane, and we'll talk about the Brazos, which is, I know a little bit about the Brazos. I used to fish it quite often, two or three times a year, floating down with a little boat I still have called a new canoe. You know, it's a little handy little craft. For folks that want to, maybe they want to go to Devil's River and experience a wilderness fishing trip with you or fish the Brazos, how's the best way to contact you, Shane?
Well, you can always pick up the phone and reach me on my phone number. That's my cell, and it is 214-418-9786.
And let's have it again. Folks, grab your pencil if you want to jot this down. Give it to us one more time, please, sir.
My cell is 214-418-9786.
Okay, and then at River Run Guide Service, right?
Yes, sir. And then my email, of course, shanedaviesguide@gmail.com. My name, and then guide@gmail.com.
Shane Davies, DAVIES?
IES, yes.
Yeah, Shane Davies guide@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Shane, thanks for the time. I wish we had more time in this segment, but I'll get you back.
I know.
Let's talk about the Brazos next time. How about it?
Absolutely.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.